will come to order. First order of business today will be a work session on introduction of committee bills. Then we will move to public hearing and work session on House Bill 2339, and then public hearing and work session on House Bill 2112. I open a work session for the purposes of introducing committee bills. Committee, there is a significant, sizable stack in front of you of committee bills, the chair does request unanimous consent that the rules be suspended and that the stack of committee bills in front of you related to education be introduced by the committee en bloc. So let me read those down for you. LC Draft 1735, LC 1736, LC 1738, LC 2048, LC 2049, LC 2051, LC 2059, 2163, 2229, 2588, 2589, 2590, 2812, 2872, 2873, 2874, 2875, 2877, 2883, 2963, 3015, strike that, that was LC 3015, LC 3168, LC 3169, LC 3170, 3171, 3172, 3173, 3174, 3175, 3176, 3177, 3178, 3179, 3180, and 3184. Is there any objection to suspension of the rules? Hearing none, it is so ordered. Chair further requests that LC drafts.
Do I have to read this?
I don't make the rules.
Okay. As I will be reading, be introduced by the Committee on Education. LC 1735, LC 1736, LC 1738, LC 2048, LC 2049, LC 2051, 2059, 2163, 2229, 2588, 2589, 2590, 2812, 2872, 2873, 2874, 2875, 2877, 2883, 2963, 3015, 3168, 3169, 3170, 3171, 3172, 3173, 3174, 3175, 3176, 3177, 3178, 3179, 3180, and LC 3184. I think I should just sell something at auction right now. is there any discussion? The clerk will call the roll.
Here. Or bye.
Bye.
Aye.
Aye.
I'm aye and here too.
I'm going to say no just for fun.
Okay then. Aye. Thank you. The foregoing red enumerated LC drafts will be referred as committee bills. We will now move into a public hearing on House Bill 2339. Representative Cromo. Thank you, Representative March. Mr. Keller, do you need to read anything for us?
I will, ma'am. House Bill 2339, it was first heard on 228, establishes a pilot program of cyber awareness, responsibility, and ethics to help students become safe and responsible citizens of the cyber community, allows the Department of Education to accept contributions of funds from certain sources, allows school districts to apply for grants from the Department of Education to pay for participation in the pilot program. Sunsets June 30, 2007, declares an emergency. Effective July 1st, 2005, we have a dash one amendment which changes the age group from 12 to 14 to 8 to 10. And Representative Cromo has advised the committee that the referral to Ways and Means has been rescinded.
Representative Cromo.
Thank you, Madam Chair. For the record, State Representative Jerry Cromo, House District 26. I have the dash one amendments, and we actually, pardon me, based on the testimony that Mr. Houston had provided for the committee last week, wanting to actually address even the younger kids and 12 to 14 year olds, we went ahead and had the dash one amendments drafted so that it would replace 12 to 14 with 8 to 10. This will allow the program then to be addressing kids as they're younger, because as we know, younger and younger kids are getting involved with the internet, and it is a dangerous world out there. So I would appreciate it if the committee would move the Dash One amendments and put those into the bill. I also have talked with the Speaker's office, and because there's actually no money being appropriated under this bill, but rather it allows the department to solicit funds and to get funds for the program through grants and that sort of thing, and then to give those grants out. There wasn't really a reason for this bill to go to Ways and Means, and the Speaker's office agreed with that. So I would also appreciate it if the committee would make a motion to rescind the subsequent referral to Ways and Means and act on that. With that, I would be glad to answer any questions, and otherwise I will be quiet so you can move on.
Thank you. Are there any questions for Representative Crummell? Representative March.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Representative Crummell, when he testified, the gentleman testified about the CARE program, he was, I think, at that time serving 12 to 14-year-olds. Are they currently also serving 8 to 10-year-olds?
Madam Chair and Representative Moore, yes, actually they have, this year they have started serving the younger kids for the primary reason that we were just talking about. And so they actually have in Hillsborough schools, it's more than just a pilot with the older kids, but with the younger kids it has been a pilot, but they have been finding that it's working out very well.
Thank you.
Are there any further questions? Representative Crummell. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Was there anyone else that wished to give testimony on House Bill 2339? Did you have a question, Representative Dolan? Thank you.
I'm excited.
Okay.
Make a motion.
We will close the public hearing on House Bill 2339. We will open a work session on House Bill 2339.
Madam Chair, I move that the Dash One Amendment to House Bill acceptance of House Bill 2339.
Representative Dolan has moved Dash One amendments to House Bill 2339. Is there any discussion? Seeing none, those of the opinion that the Dash One amendment should be adopted will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. The clerk will please call the roll.
Aye.
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 Aye. Thank you. The Dash One amendments have been adopted. Now our question is about the removal of the referral to Ways and Means.
Madam Chair, I move that House Bill 2339 to the floor with a due pass as recommended. I recommend that the subsequent referral to the Committee on Ways and Means be rescinded.
Representative Dolan moves House Bill 2339 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation, and that the subsequent referral to Ways and Means be rescinded. Is there any discussion, Representative Mark?
Just a question for Mr. Keller. Although we are not absolutely requiring any expenditures, because we are potentially allowing them to receive money and to spend money, will there need to be a spending limitation adjustment, perhaps an e-board, if we don't do it in Ways and Means?
I did not see a need for that, sir, but I would, we can get a fiscal prior to actually dropping the bill to be on the safe side.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Keller. Excuse me. Any other discussion? Those of the opinion House Bill 2339 should be reported to the floor with a due pass as amended recommendation and the subsequent referral to the Committee on Ways and Means be rescinded will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. The clerk will please call the roll.
Representative
Hall?
Aye.
Representative
Lynn? Aye.
Representative
Shields? Aye.
Representative
Brooklyn?
Aye.
Vice
Chair Mark?
Aye.
Aye. The motion having received the required majority is declared passed. Representative Crummell, will you be the carrier, please?
I would be happy to, Madam Chair. Thank you very much.
Thank you. We will close the work session on House Bill 2339. We will open a public hearing on House Bill 2112. And Mr. Keller, would you please give us an overview here?
Yes, ma'am. House Bill 2112 increases the amount reimbursed to public schools and facilities offering courses in traffic safety education. Imposes on facilities the same tuition and procedural requirements imposed on public schools. Declares an emergency effective July 1st, 2005. We have a dash one amendment that raises the reimbursement rate from $180 to $210.
Thank you. I'm Mr. Troy Casales from the Oregon Department of Transportation. Would you like to come forward?
Good afternoon, Madam Chair, members of the committee. To reiterate from an earlier hearing on this bill comes through from the Oregon Department of Transportation in relationship to the driver education program in the state. Currently, by statute, we are limited to $150 per pupil that we can reimburse schools for the training of students taking driver education. Since the shift of the program in 1999 from the Department of Education to the Oregon Department of Transportation, we've realized a cash balance in this program and would like to make sure that we put the money for what it's statutorily defined to do to help defray the costs of driver education, and initially requested an increase to $180 when we asked for this almost a year ago, and since that time realized that we can see an increase to $210, and if the account will stay solid and have the requisite amount of money we need to have in there to keep the program running at least for the next 5 years. And so in relationship to the amendment, department has no problems and would support the $210 amendment to this particular bill.
Are there any questions for Mr. Costales? Thank you very much. Is there anyone else who would like to give public testimony on House Bill 2112? Thank you. We will close the public hearing on House Bill 2112. We'll open a work session on House Bill 2112.
Madam Chair, I move the dash one amendment to House Bill 2112 be accepted.
Representative Dahlem has moved that the dash one amendments to House Bill 2112. Is there any discussion? Those of the opinion that the dash one amendment should be adopted will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. Kelly, will you please call the roll?
Representative Paul?
Aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries and the dash one amendments have been adopted.
Madam Chair, I move that House Bill 2112 move to the floor with a due pass recommendation and that the bill referred to the Committee on Ways and Means by prior reference.
Representative Dahlem moved House Bill 2112 to the floor with a due pass as amended recommendation and the bill be referred to the Committee on Ways and Means by prior reference. Is there any discussion? Seeing none, those of the opinion House Bill 2112 should be reported to the floor with a due pass as amended recommendation and the bill be referred to the Committee on Ways and Means by prior reference will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. Please call the roll.
Aye.
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 Aye. The motion having received the required majority is declared passed. And we will close the work session on House Bill 2112. Oh, thank you. Representative Dahlem, would you like to be the carrier of this bill?
I would do that.
Thank you very much. Is there any further business to come before this committee today? Seeing none, we will stand adjourned.
Thank you.
And if you go out and enjoy your day, I'm going to be...